And we regularly check in with Andy Newman. He's with the Florida Keys and Key West Tourism Council, letting us know all the exciting things going on in the southernmost part of our state. Andy, what's happening down there?
Good afternoon. Let's get right to the activities in the fabulous Florida Keys. First of all, in Key West through October 30th, it's a sense of place. It's featuring the late artist Richard Kemble's various artwork. It's free. It's at the historic Gatto Building at 1100 Simonton Street. And it's a showcase of Kemble's woodcut sculptures, ink on papers, collages, and even oil pastels organized by the Florida Keys Council of the Arts. Going on this weekend in Key West, Women Fest, an event strictly for women, and a number of different activities, including dance parties, poolside gatherings, sailing and snorkeling, live music, and even comedy performances. Again, this weekend down in Key West. On Saturday, the second annual Key Largo to Key West Cycle Challenge. It spans more than 100 miles of overseas highway in the Florida Keys. You can participate as a solo, two-person, or four-person relay teams. As we move into next weekend, it's the 43rd annual Phil Peterson's Key West Poker Run. Can we say bikers?
Are you going to have a few there?
They're going to have a few. Some 10,000 bikers traditionally ride the Florida Keys Overseas Highway, stopping to raise money for charity, pulling different types of poker cards, of course. And it's a winner takes all, and you can win a new Harley-Davidson motorcycle or cash. If you're driving on the Keys Overseas Highway next weekend, be real careful and mindful for all of the motorcycles. Next Thursday in Alamorada, the third Thursday Art Walk, it's a monthly occurrence. It's at the Murata Way Arts and Cultural District between mile markers 81 and 82. It's free admission. Activities start around 6 to 6:30 p.m. and continue through about 9:30 p.m. Next Saturday, a big event in Alamorada. It is the third annual Alamorada Swim for Alligator Lighthouse, an opportunity to compete in a 9-mile round-trip swimming race from the shores of Alamorada to Alligator Lighthouse. You can participate as individuals, two-person, or four-person teams. This event was begun to raise awareness for all six aging lighthouses off the Florida Keys and the need to preserve them. In Key Largo, September 24th to the 27th, Get Wet at Reef Fest 2015, produced by the Reef Environmental Education Foundation. You can learn about fish identification, coral restoration programs, and even stopping the invasive lionfish. That same weekend in Key West, September 25th to the 27th, the Lower Keys Birding and Nature Exploration. It's offered by the Key West Botanical Garden Society. They're on College Road. Also some other different venues, including the National Key Deer Refuge, which is on Big Pine Key. There'll be guided bird and butterfly tours that'll be led by knowledgeable bird butterfly experts. And also a children's birding exploration takes place on September 26th at the Tropical Garden. On Saturday, September 26th in Alamorada, it's part of the Smithsonian Magazine's 11th annual Museum Day Live. And Museum Day Live in the Florida Keys will be at the History of Diving Museum. And it's an opportunity to enter the museum on a free admission basis. This museum is fabulous, Caroline, because it traces man's quest to discover the undersea world from the very beginning, from that very first diving bell, to today's modern exploration methods.
Wow, that sounds awesome.
It is. It is. Moving into October, the 8th through the 11th in Key West, it is the Southernmost Marathon and Half Marathon. It's an opportunity to either participate in a 26.2 or 13.1-mile run. You've got fabulous ocean and golf views, as well as passing by iconic Key West landmarks. There's a full weekend of other events, including both the race and a Sunday paddleboard race that benefits Special Olympics of Monroe County. Let's move in a little bit to Halloween and another run, and this is the 15th through the 20th. It is the Key West Halloween Half Marathon and 5K run, and also a very unusual event in Key Largo, Saturday, October 17th, only in the Florida Keys, Caroline. Could there possibly be an underwater pumpkin carving contest?
Oh, no. How do you do that?
Oh, my gosh. So divers will become underwater artists as they turn pumpkins into Halloween masterpieces, all beneath the sea off Key Largo in the Florida Keys National Marine Sanctuary. There'll be prizes such as dive trips that are awarded for the most creative jack-o'-lanterns. You know something? Carving a pumpkin anywhere, even on dry land, is difficult enough.
Yes.
But you've got to worry because pumpkins are very buoyant. So you've got to be able to submerge with the pumpkin and keep the pumpkin down on the on your lap or on the seafloor as you go ahead and you carve out whatever type of jack-o'-lantern that you want to see. You know something? We're into political elections here.
Uh-huh.
I remember 4 years ago, okay, at the underwater pumpkin carving contest, I saw some Obama pumpkins and other candidate pumpkins.
Who will we possibly see this year? There's a few candidates I can think of.
You think we're going to see Donald Trump?
I suspect we will.
You know, I really do. Also in Key Largo, October 21st to the 25th, the annual Humphrey Bogart Film Festival. It's the third, by the way, Humphrey Bogart Film Festival, and it will screen a rotating selection of Bogie classics and a group of movies celebrating the life and the films of the man the American Film Institute named America's greatest male screen legend. Of course, it's also going to offer up a look at the life of one of his wives, Lauren Bacall, who passed away within the last year. The festival, hosted by the screen legend's son, Stephen Bogart, it's the only event of its kind, and it's backed by the Bogart Estate.
Yes, it is, and I'm very happy to say I'm going to be there on that Saturday. I'm going to be leading a panel discussion with several of the folks that are going to be there. Eddie Muller, who is the czar of noir, I believe is what they call him, is going to be the co-host as well with Steve Bogart, so it's going to be a lot of fun.
That's right, and you also have Monica Henri there, who's a documentary filmmaker and daughter mm-hmm. of Casablanca. Blanca star Paul Unreed, who played Victor Laszlo in the same movie. All types of different events for the Bogart Film Festival. October ends, Caroline, with the 36th annual Key West Fantasy Fest, October 23rd through November 1st. Of course, the big Fantasy Fest nighttime parade, that will be on Halloween night. It's an outrageous 10-day costuming and masking celebration. It features all types of different events. There's even a costume competition for pets. There's street fairs and promenades. I mean, gosh, it's more than 40 different events, you know, for the entire Fantasy Fest. And by the way, 2015 festival theme, All Hallows Intergalactic Freak Show.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my God. I'll
That's
tell
like,
you what.
Isn't that like the biggest event that goes on in Key West all year long?
That is, in terms of number of people attending, that is Key West's largest event. Of course, Caroline, you can get more information on Fantasy Fest and all of the other events and more we haven't even talked about on the Florida Keys website. It's flakeys.com.
Every day's a beautiful day in the Keys, right?
The fabulous Florida Keys.
The fabulous Florida Keys. Andy, thanks so much, and have a good time down there as always.
Great being with you.
And that's today's edition of South Florida Arts Beat. I'm Caroline Brader-Watts, sitting in for Ed Bell. Our theme was composed by Mike Levine and performed by Mike and Sam Levine. Paul Leary is our online producer, and thanks to our technical director today, Andy Wagner. Join me on Sunday for Sunday Breakfast with the Arts at 8:34 in the morning. And, of course, Monday at 1 p.m., we're going to go back to Topical Currents with hosts Joseph Cooper and Bonnie Berman. Have yourself a great weekend, and as always, please keep your dial set to 91.3 WLRN, South Florida's NPR news station, and 91.5 WKWM NPR for the Florida Keys. Until next time, this is Caroline Brader-Watts. Thanks for joining us.